Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy.
We're kicking National Teacher Appreciation Week off right with Kelly Raspberry's favorite teacher from high school.
Good morning, Miss Sweat.
Good morning, Kelly.
This is so exciting. I think this might be the first time I've talked to you. Oh, my gosh.
Since when?
It's
since what grade?
Maybe 30, 25 years. I don't know. It's been so long.
Wow.
Very long time.
You remember Kelly
of
Raspberry?
She does.
Oh, my word.
You
yes.
do? What do you remember yes. most about Kelly Raspberry?
Well, she was very, very, very smart.
Still is.
Yeah.
And when I first moved there, I believe Kelly was in the ninth grade. She was a year younger than everybody in her class. Is that right, Kelly?
That's right, because I skipped the fourth grade.
Wow.
That's yeah. right.
I never knew that story, so I didn't know how that happened.
Was she annoying at all, Miss Sweat?
Annoying?
Like
yes.
the goody-goody?
Well, I think we were past goody-goody stage by the time she got to ninth grade.
Well, I don't
now,
know.
You had just started teaching. Were we your first job out of college? I'm not really sure.
Yes, I was 21.
Did Kelly make you happy about your decision to go into teaching, or did it make you regret it?
Well, she's laughing a little too hard at that.
She is.
Kelly, academically, was wonderful to have in my
academically,
English class.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She was a great writer, but then I also had her for P.E.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yes.
Wait.
Tell us about that.
Yeah.
So let me just tell you, yesterday when I saw your status about squats.
Yeah.
What?
What? That's your only
I'm
response.
I'm doing the 30-day squat challenge,
Miss Sweat. This is,
what?
I don't know how Kelly was in ninth grade. I hope you'll tell us. But she goes through phases that she's determined to exercise, but then complains about it every day.
It lasts about 2 weeks.
Well, in P.E., she did not believe in sweating. And we played kickball, and she would be the one that got banged in the head because she wasn't paying attention. She was talking to Tommy Jean.
Tommy Jean, my best friend since fifth grade. And the thing is, at the beginning of the year, I would always be picked first because I was the biggest girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the year, I'm picked last.
How did the rest of her classmates feel about her?
I think they liked her. She was funny. Kept them entertained.
Yeah.
They probably were jealous that she was smarter than a lot of them.
Aww.
And she was younger. But, yeah, I remember Kelly was a great writer, very creative. I thought maybe she would be a writer one day, but I think you're using that gift in another direction.
Hey, Mrs. Sweat. Miss Sweat, I'm sorry, Miss Sweat. I have to tell you about something that Kelly did. She snuck off and went to a concert one time.
Well, she thinks nobody knows that. I'm pretty sure that I followed her to that concert.
You went to see Duran Duran?
Oh.
No, I didn't. I'm kidding.
Okay. We had a rule that you couldn't go to concerts, and people might think I'm joking about that. So I begged my parents to let me go see Duran Duran. They were my life. And my parents said, you can go, but you cannot tell anyone because they knew I would get suspended or get in a lot of trouble. And so I didn't tell us. I took my cousin Sheila from Mullins because she wouldn't know anybody in Florence. And we went to Columbia, South Carolina, and my mother sat outside in her car on the sidewalk during the Duran Duran concert so I could go see it.
That's funny. Nice.
And then the night we graduated, I went up to everybody. I went to see Duran Duran. I went to see Duran Duran.
Well, you made a huge impact on Kelly's life for her to choose you out of all the teachers she's had on Teacher Appreciation
She
Week.
Was fun. You know, that's the thing about some subjects aren't the funnest thing in the world, mm-hmm. including P.E.
Yeah. Right.
But Miss Sweat always made it fun. And I think that's important for teachers to remember. Education isn't always fun stuff. You got to learn it anyway.
Right.
So make it fun and your mm-hmm. kids will remember you for decades to come.
Might as well enjoy it while you can.
Yep.
Did Kelly ever tell you she was boy crazy? Did you all pick up on that?
Oh, she still is.
She still is.
Was.
Yep. Still is.
What do you remember?
Oh, well, I know you were madly in love with Mark McClam.
I'm McClam!
I'm going to tell you.
We haven't heard about him.
And Chris Miles.
Yeah, I was president of the Chris Miles fan club.
What kind of things did Kelly do, you know, to flirt back then? What did she do to flirt or show that she liked a boy?
I wasn't subtle, Jenna.
Other than just throwing herself right down on the floor in front of him.
She still does that.
I'll be honest. I wasn't subtle. I let him. That's the thing. It's like there was no question. If I liked you, you knew about it. There's no games with me.
It was no secret. She was not coy.
From the way it sounds, Miss Sweat, Because she's told us several times that there was only like 18, 20 people.
She
hit all of it. I mean, she like went
for
tried to get with everybody.
For a very small school, we had some very lovely young men.
Well, you can't date all of them.
I didn't date any of them. That was the problem. I just liked them.
You just liked all of them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
This being National Teacher Appreciation Week, do you feel like you are underappreciated at times?
At times, but I'm in a pretty good situation here in Virginia. It's a great little school and just a lot of nice kids.
Good.
Well, Ms. Sweat, it was fun. I know you've got to go. So is there anything else you wanted to make sure you said before we let you go?
I'm just very proud of you, and I'm glad you're doing what you're doing, and just keep up the good work.
Thank you, Ms. Sweat, and thank you for, I mean, dedicating your life to teaching. I mean, you walk the walk, you talk the talk.
Yeah.
You were a great teacher to me, and I know your students now just love you. So thank you for taking some time. I know this was a little nerve-wracking for you to be on the radio with us.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Sweat. Say thank you, Ms. Sweat.
Thank you, Ms. Sweat.
Can I go to the bathroom, Ms. Sweat?
Not till after class, Jenna. Bye, Ms. Sweat.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now.
Well, we're all ready for Cinco de Mayo.
There we are. Got on our sombreros.
Got on our schmedium bikini shirts.
This isn't schmedium. You want me to call Kenzie and have her heart be broken because you guys are making fun of the shirt she bought?
Maybe somebody needs to have a little talk with Kenzie if she's the one responsible
this for
this.
This is what's in style, though. These shirts with the little graphics on them.
Okay.
According to her.
You're
she's
selling.
She's the fashion. I'm not. I don't know about fashion. I just wear it.
Did they get that at Baby Gap?
No.
Had to be.
Nordstrom rack.
In the junior department?
No, in the men's department, Kelly.
Look, we got margaritas coming into the building now.
Oh, gosh.
See, hold on.
Yeah.
Trey just brought us some skinny margaritas, and that shirt he is wearing is a schmedium.
Well, he's also...
He's half the size of you. Skinny.
Yeah, but I look good.
Yeah, so you do look good, Trey.
Fitted
you look good, too, JC. I like the shirt.
Thanks, buddy. See? Man love.
I don't know if I can do this right now.
What are these?
You got to.
Well, am I supposed to put on a sombrero?
Yeah. I actually...
Am I supposed to be so cliche?
I travel with six sombreros in my car, so I brought them in for you guys to wear.
Thanks.
That's weird, Jenna, but thank you.
No, I'm making my friends wear them in Mexico this weekend.
They're going to love you for that.
Margarita Monday. So what is Cinco de Mayo? It's Battle of Puebla. Right?
Yeah, it's not Mexican Independence
That's what
Day,
everybody
people.
Thinks.
Don't say Happy Independence
Day.
Well,
what do we do on Mexican Independence Day?
That's the thing. Yeah, I mean, you can celebrate
Drink.
It if you want.
And why are we celebrating this?
We don't typically celebrate.
This is more of
have
an
a huge
celebration.
Yeah,
saying?
It's more of an American thing. We celebrate the Battle of Puebla
like
in Mexico, but
St. Patrick's Day.
Well, no, they still celebrate that in Ireland,
where everybody's Mexican today.
But yeah. I think they celebrate this over here more than they recognize it more here than they do in Mexico.
The reason it's a big deal is because they were outnumbered and they beat the French army and they beat them that day.
Everybody beats France. What's the big deal?
But it was a big deal. So yeah, so it helped.
I went to France and it's hilarious because literally every monument is this is where we got defeated. And this is another. I mean, seriously, you read all the monuments in France. This is where they got defeated.
This is where we got defeated.
They
got defeated by the Mexicans. They got defeated by the British.
Yeah,
they're lovers.
They outnumbered the Mexican army, but the Mexican army still came.
How do they even survive?
Because we're balling. This is what we don't.
You guys get your drinks yet? Your margarita?
I
got coffee. I didn't know we were doing this right now.
It's Margarita Monday.
Oh. Okay.
Is mine a skinny?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, who cares, JC?
I care.
Oh, man.
I'm joining that.
JC cares because if he has any more calories, that shirt's going to rip.
That shirt.
The shirt is not that small, people.
Dude.
Look how much room I got in here.
Dude,
don't put it in the dryer. Dude.
I could be 9 months pregnant and this shirt was still
fit. Do not put that in the dryer.
It's in the arms.
Do not put that in the dryer, dude.
It's supposed to. I hate you guys this morning.
I like these sombreros. What do you guys think? I think they look good.
Yeah, they look good.
Cool little sombreros.
I've never seen a black one.
Black,
cool.
Yeah, black sombreros.
Shut up.
Well, in honor of Cinco de Mayo, we decided we'd play a little game.
There was
a video that was floating around on the internet lately of a guy who was going up to just regular Americans and asking them questions to find out if they could pass the test to become an American citizen.
Okay.
Oh. You say that again. I'm drunk.
You should have us take the test to become Mexican citizens. Pass that one.
I don't think you guys would.
That's not
would.
Real tough. I don't.
I'm going to give you a test.
Yeah, I think you just go. You just go.
To see if you guys could qualify to all pass right. the test to be an American citizen. Oh. I gave you all some answer sheets.
We're going
to
ask 1 to 10.
There's no.
I know it's kind of strong.
JC, this one is this test could have some serious.
I need a pen.
Oh.
Is this a tricky thing to get you guys?
Here you go.
To deport me.
By the way, I'm new. So how did you become an American citizen?
My mom got on a plane with my dad, and we flew over.
There was this hole.
And never went back.
We never went back.
There was this hole in the
fence. By plane, we mean snuck.
Okay. We sold everything. We had $5,000 to our name, and we moved over here.
Did you, because you were a child, did you have to take a test?
No, my mom was actually
already a citizen.
She was a citizen because my grandpa was doing his residency in Ohio. To become a doctor, and so.
So you're not really Mexican; you're American.
Well, I was born in Mexico. My mom,
Mexican American.
My grandfather adopted my mom when he was doing his residency in Ohio.
So she's American.
She's American, and she didn't know this until she was older, when she moved back to Mexico. And so I have citizenship.
She has no Mexican blood coursing through her veins.
No, but she thought she did her whole life until she found out she was adopted.
How disappointing!
I know
to have your entire identity be
yeah.
different.
I know. It changed mine too because when my mom found out I think I was about 8 years old.
So you're half white.
Yeah. So when we moved here, I was like, "You're telling me I'm half?" This whole time wow. I thought I was full.
I never knew that.
Broke my little heart.
Yeah.
So you see us stalling with the citizenship game?
Yeah, I could tell.
I'm scared.
As long as you want.
Well, you know what? Now you can blame it on being half American. How are you supposed to know? I mean, half Mexican. Well, I don't know. Go ahead. Play.
So as punishment, are you guys okay with the loser has to take a bite of a ghost pepper?
A what?
Ghost pepper?
Aww.
What is ghost, a ghost pepper?
Ghost pepper. As long as I can take a bathroom break
a
whenever needed.
Ghost pepper is something like a 100 times hotter than a raw jalapeno.
Ghost pepper salsa is what we have.
I'm in.
Okay.
All right. All right. The loser has
sure.
to.
Sure.
The loser. Here we go. Question number one.
Oh, man.
This
Kelly, are you in?
What do you think?
She's not going to lose.
You're not going to lose. You're smart.
Yeah, this is a...
Well, let's see. I've never done this before.
This is a day ruin.
Question number one. How many justices are on the U.S. Supreme Court?
Oh,
my God.
The Supreme Court, write it down.
They asked them that.
Oh, my God.
Question number one.
Okay.
Question number two. How many voting members in the House of Representatives?
Oh, holy smokes, dude.
Senate is different.
These are on the actual
I know
test
it is.
To become a citizen.
Hold on.
I mean, it'd be one thing if we had a minute to study.
Kids that are going to school right now that are studying this are going to think we're the biggest morons.
We are. That's why we're on the radio.
But you said Senate, right?
In the House of Representatives.
House of Reps. Okay.
I don't know.
Question number three. We elect a U.S. Senator for how many years? A U.S. Senator
okay.
for how many years?
Oh, crap.
Taken straight off the naturalization test.
Yep. For how many years? I'm going to... Okay.
Question number four.
This is horrible.
How many amendments... are there to the Constitution?
Oh, my gosh.
I know there's at least five. Fifth Amendment.
Remember, you don't have to beat everybody. You just have to beat Al.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot.
Here we go. Question number five. How many amendments are there that reference voting?
Of dude, those, seriously?
How many are about voting?
This is ridiculous.
Okay.
Oh, it gets easier.
Does it? Because it's not.
In what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? That's number six. In what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted?
Well, I know when it was signed, but does that mean...
Yeah, that's just when it was signed.
Okay. Okay.
I think.
Question number seven.
I always confuse the Constitution and the...
Declaration of Independence, July 4th.
Okay,
year?
Got it. All right, I got it. I'm good on that one. Then.
Question number seven. How many original states were there? How many original states?
Like colonies?
Is that a trick?
I'm going to just go with what I think. I'm going to go. All right.
Question number eight. How many U.S. presidents have there been?
Oh, crap.
Which means Barack Obama is president number?
I think I'm right because of my video game.
What?
Because of Madden. Because you go see the president.
Question number nine. How many branches are there in the U.S. government?
Oh, I got that one.
Okay. Branches in the U.S. government?
Yep.
I'm going to just sit here and drink.
Well, I know. Why am I I'm wearing a sombrero. I'm embracing Mexican heritage. Can't you just ask us
why
some...
are we doing Mexican?
Can we get Mexican stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know Mexican history. Question number 10. In what year did the Civil War end? And that's the last question.
What year did the Civil War end?
End.
I don't I don't even know what year it started.
If I got one right, I'll be happy.
I mean, I'm not even sure if I can hit the century.
Bring another margarita. We'll be fine.
I appreciate the game, the spirit of the game to make us all look stupid. So thank you for that.
Oh, it's going to make us. It's fine. As long as we all look stupid together, Kelly.
Here we go. Question number one. How many justices are on the U.S. Supreme Court? Jenna said
12.
JC?
9.
7.
11.
The correct answer is 9.
Yeah. Oh. The Mexican.
The Mexican.
Hold on, guys.
I figured it had to be an odd number.
Yeah.
That's the only one I got right, by the way.
Here we go. Question number two.
How many can you name, though?
None.
How many voting members in the House of Representatives?
This one. Jenna.
I said 100. I know that's not right.
That's
but
in the Senate.
JC. I said 320.
Nope.
130?
Nope. That's
at 300. I didn't know.
435.
Oh, Kelly and I were close. Can we do closest?
Nope. No. Oh. Question number three. We elect the U.S. Senator for how many years? Jenna?
4.
Nope.
5?
Nope.
6.
Yes.
Ah. Yes. Oh. Dang it.
Shoot. Yeah, got we got one.
Yay! Hey, can I get another margarita? Every time I get one right, I'm going to do
drink,
a shot.
Drink. Okay. Drink.
All right, drink.
So. Question number four. How many amendments are there to the U.S. Constitution?
13.
Nope.
27?
Yes.
Oh, that's
12.
No. I said 32. I didn't know.
Yeah, I knew 12 wasn't right. But
JC's got 2.
I'm so excited right now. I'm not going to take a bite of this jalapeno.
Question number 5. How many amendments are there about voting?
3.
I said 2.
I said 2.
I said 2, but then I thought it was a trick question, so I put 0.
Nope, there's 4.
Ah, crap.
4?
Yep.
So what?
None of you got it. Question number 6. In what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted? July 4th?
1892. Oh, my God.
1776.
Oh, you graduated college, woman. 1776.
I put
1776.
Yes. Oh, JC, yeah. Big Al, and Kelly. 1892. What?
1892.
Where'd you go to college?
I think
1992.
I think I'm writing answers at the wrong spot.
Miami University of Ohio or whatever it is. See, that's the first problem. You went to a college named after a city, and it's not even in the city. Miami is in Florida, woman.
All right, we got 4 questions left. 4 questions left.
Okay.
Shannon, what's the score?
What's the score, Shannon?
Casey's winning.
I don't have any.
Okay.
I've got 2.
I got 3.
Got 3.
Kelly with
2.
Kelly with 2. Al with 2. JC with 3.
Uh-oh.
And unless Jenna got one that I haven't written down by accident,
no.
Jenna doesn't have any.
Oh, she's holding that drink, though.
Here we go. This is off the naturalization test.
Okay.
How many original states were there?
12.
I went with 13.
I went with 13.
I went with 13.
13
colonies.
Is correct.
Oh, yeah!
Question number 8. How many U.S. presidents have there been? President Obama is president number
58.
44.
44.
I put 47. I knew it was 40 something.
The boys got it. It's 44. Yeah. You're just
saying numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, I just literally wrote numbers down. I'm really
A, B, C, D, E.
Oh, yeah.
Question number 9. How many branches are there in the U.S. government?
3.
Everybody got that
Everybody
one, correct?
I got that one. All right.
Okay, this is the weirdest question.
Who can
right
name
here
them?
Judicial.
Executive.
Executive and
administrative. Legislative.
Legislative. Yeah.
Administrative. Question number 10.
Eskimo administrative.
Question number 10, in what year, oh, by the way, I think Al needs this to tie if JC loses.
What?
Right? I think you're up by 1.
JC?
Yeah.
Yeah. Question number 10, in what year did the Civil War end?
No idea.
I said 1856.
Mm. 1863.
I said 1842. I didn't know.
1865.
Oh, so answer close.
So what's the final score?
3.
I got 1, 2.
All right, give me the ghost pepper.
Kelly got 4. Al got 5, and JC got 6, and Jenna got 1.
So we all failed.
I might not make it back from Mexico when I go this weekend. They might not let me back into the United States.
Are you Jenna from the radio?
So this is Austin Chile Company, Ghost Chile.
Great.
It's beyond extremely hot.
It's salsa, so it's not like you got to take a bite of a crunchy thing.
We have the outside good sauce right over here, too.
You could always pull a Kelly raspberry and say you're not going
to
do it.
No, that's a Kelly thing.
Because you got to live up to whatever the bet is.
But what if you didn't, you had to make the bet under duress?
I mean, I didn't have a choice in this matter.
Exactly.
But that's how my life has been going. Let's do this. How much do I do? Is this going to be super hot?
Well,
ghost pepper.
Oh,
taste it. You can't taste it unless you like really scoop a whole bunch of it on.
Come
it.
On, Gina.
Is that enough?
Yeah, that's, I respect that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm gonna throw up for sure. Okay.
Is it hot? Is it hot?
Give her some milk to wash it down with.
No, that's, is it hot?
I can't have milk.
I know.
You're not hot?
I mean, I eat hot. I don't eat crazy hot like this, but that's delicious.
Fire!
It's hot.
Here, try
a little after bite.
I mean, I'm waiting on it because this is how this stuff works. I'm waiting on it.
That bite that comes. Mm.
I was going to try it.
You know what? Oh. It's good. It's actually, it just tastes like extra hot salsa.
Well, what are you doing now?
See, when I was pregnant, you couldn't get anything hot enough for me. I would eat just wasabi by the spoonful.
See, I like flavorful hot, and that is flavorful.
In the spirit of Cinco de Mayo, I'm going to give you a hint. If you've never had a ghost pepper shot, it's tequila with ghost pepper that sits in it for like 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And then you take a shot of it, and it burns for a couple seconds. But then after that, it's the soothing feeling that you can't quite explain.
So it doesn't... It doesn't hurt afterwards?
No.
We do that in my my bar in Mexico.
Oh, it's
we'll take
so
a jalapeno
good.
Pepper
oh, it's
and
so
put
good.
It in a bottle of vodka and let it soak, ferment, whatever you call it, for a few days.
Yeah.
And then you've got jalapeno shots.
Huh.
They're pretty good.
What's your bar in Mexico doing to celebrate, Big Al?
Celebrate. Just having a party.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I was last week when I was celebrity bartending for Kids, because you know that's how we do. Somebody had an El Diablo.
What is that?
Have you ever had an El Diablo? It was curious. I saw
a shot?
No, it's a drink. And I said, what is that? Because it had a big pepper in it, like a big habanero or something. And he said, it's an El Diablo. I said, what does it taste like? He said, it's smoky. And I smelled it, and it smelled smoky. He said, you go ahead and try it. And it was literally smoky.
Oh, really?
It was really interesting. And so that's something you want to try something new.
Yeah.
El Diablo. And if the bartender asks you what's in it, say, I don't know.
It's tequila cream dip. Cassis, lime, and ginger ale.
It was good. El Diablo.
El Diablo.
El Diablo.
You know what that means.
Oh, it's time. All this Mexico talk.
Yeah. We're done paying bills because this time we're going to send you on a trip to the Hard Rock Riviera Maya.
Nice.
Cinco de Mayo, so we got to send you down to Mexico. 800-KID-LIVE is our phone number.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We're looking for call number 13. We'll play 6 Seconds to the Beach next.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Ah.
What was that sound?
I love that sound.
That was a rock and roll sound with a plane.
I love that sound.
AKA, plane taking off.
Yeah.
That means it's time to go.
Don't you ever look up in the sky and you see a plane? And you're like, I wish I was on that plane.
Uh-huh. Me
Where
too.
Is going that I want to be on it?
Yeah.
Especially if it's headed south or west.
Yeah.
Because you know they're going to the beach somewhere. Or maybe southeast. You never know. But it's time for Trip A Day.
All right.
Here's what we're doing. Every day at the same time, we're going to ask you to call in. That happened to be 720 Central.
All right.
So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to play you an audio clue of a celebrity that we've had in the Hizzywood Hizzle in the past.
Okay.
And then Kelly Rathbury is going to give you 3 verbal clues. Your goal is to guess who that celebrity is within 6 seconds.
Got it.
That's all you
got
to do, and you could be on your way to the Hard Rock Riviera Maya.
Nice.
All you
got to
do?
That's all you
got to
do. Also, there's a new little twist.
Okay.
We have a bonus visual clue up at KidNation.com. We post it every single day before.
Really?
The day before.
Okay.
So you know what's going on going into that day.
So basically, if you listen and keep up with the show and follow us on Facebook, you're going to know.
Right. I mean, basically, just listen. Listen to the show. You should know who it is. Are you guys ready to meet our first contestant?
Yeah, ready.
I am.
I am, too. I almost just started playing without them.
I'm so excited.
That would have been bad.
It's the margaritas and the sombrero. Taking over.
Hey, Tana Como.
Hello.
How you doing? Tell us a little bit about yourself, Tana.
Very excited. We listen every morning. My daughter and I drive, and she's screaming in the background. I'm driving her to school.
Yay! Good morning. What's your daughter's name?
Never got Bren.
Bren?
Yeah.
Bren.
Good morning, Bren.
Never gotten them. They
said,
good morning, Bren.
Aw.
Yay.
Well, Tana, we're trying to get you more Tana by sending you to Mexico,
we're trying
okay?
to get you Tana.
I would love to go. I'll be so excited.
Have you ever been to Mexico?
Yes, I have.
All right.
Well, this is this is the brand new Hard Rock. Jenna was just saying she saw the paparazzi pictures and everything from this weekend.
Yeah,
they had a huge party,
they
right?
Just opened, so you know they flew a bunch big. There's a all Victoria's the celebrities, Secret models there and stuff taking photos. Yeah,
nice.
Brand new. It looks awesome.
Oh my God.
All right, Tana. So I need you to take a deep breath.
I'm sweating.
Just clear your mind.
Clear your mind. I'm going to play you this audio clue. Then Kelly Raspberry will follow up with three verbal clues.
Should I give the verbal clues first before she hears it? Maybe
that'll
help her?
I think it's better
to hear the verbal clues first.
Okay.
My opinion is it's better to hear the verbal clues first.
We could call that audible if you wish. It's up to you.
That's my choice.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, you ready for the three clues before you hear it?
Yes.
Spiders. Redhead. The Help.
Here's your audio clue.
When I was cast, I mean, I went on like comicbookmovie.com and I went and I checked out like Collider and all of that. And I love that stuff. So I really value the opinion of people who have been reading this comic for years and years and are avid fans.
I don't know her name.
Think. Ask your daughter.
What is her name? The Redhead on The Help. What is her name?
Oh, Tana, time's up. Don't say it because I don't want you to give it away.
Tana. I'm so sorry.
You're going to have to go to the tanning booth, Tana.
You. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, babe.
That's okay. I'm excited just to get through.
You know, sometimes you just go blank when you get nervous.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yep.
I did, and we watched that movie.
I know you did.
I'm sorry.
Tana, you have a wonderful week, and take care of that little one, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh man.
Have a wonderful week despite being a loser.
Yeah. No, she's not a loser. She just forgot. But she lost. Tamika Jackson, welcome to the game show.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Tamika.
Shout out, Tamika.
I'm doing good.
Well, Tamika, tell us a little bit about you so we can really know who you are.
I'm from Missouri. I have two beautiful children, and I'm married. I've been married for 2.5 years now.
Congratulations.
Wow. Okay. It's about time for a second honeymoon, I'd say, after 2.5 years.
Well, this would be the first because we didn't have the first honeymoon.
Really?
Oh, now I definitely want you to
pregnant.
Win.
You were pregnant.
Oh,
right?
Okay. Yeah.
You got it done, girl. That's all right. Well, we're giving away a trip to the beautiful new Hard Rock
Riviera Maya.
I've had a tequila margarita.
It's okay, Kelly.
I'm a little bumbly.
All right, Tamika, we're going to play you an audio clue. Kelly's going to give you three verbal clues. Which ones do you want first? Because we're doing audibles today.
Verbals first.
You want the verbals
I'm
first?
I'm telling you. Right.
It'll
JC, listen to me.
Yeah.
I know
Kelly.
How this works.
We're giving them choices. It'll be followed up by the audio clue, and then your clock starts, okay?
Okay. Think of this. Spider. Redhead.
Uh-huh.
The Help. Mm-hmm.
When I was cast, uh-huh. I mean, I went on, like, comicbookmovie.com, and I went and I checked out, like, Collider and all of that, and I love that stuff. So,
what?
She said it.
Emma Stone.
Okay.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone is
go,
the
girl.
Right answer.
You didn't even want the clock.
You are going to Mexico.
Yeah,
Al, tell her where she's going.
You're going to the Hard Rock Riviera Maya in Mexico for 4 days and 3 nights. It's an all-inclusive, nine world-class restaurants in that bad boy, girl, and 8 bars.
Awesome.
Yeah, this place is so cool. It's brand new. Just opened up this weekend, actually. You have picturesque views of the Caribbean, hydro tubs.
Yeah.
Some of these new all-inclusives. You have a hot tub in each room, world-class shopping.
Outdoor pools. That's a good place for the pool, actually, outdoors. And a private beach. Have you ever been to Mexico, Tamika?
Wow. No, I have not.
The best part.
What is it, Al?
I've gone to Mexico a few times in my day.
Mm-hmm.
I love flying, of course, but when you get like 15 minutes from landing and you just start looking at the water and it gets a lighter shade of blue with every mile that plane go, and you're getting lower and you can see the beach and you can see the hotel zone, and you're like, oh, I'm about to be right there. Just pick out a spot.
That's my spot.
I'm about to be right there. Awesome, baby.
Tamika.
Yeah.
Go get you some flip-flops, a bikini. That's pretty much it.
That's all you need. Just bring a bikini and flip-flops.
And one of those little throw things you put around your waist so when you walk around, because you're going to have a bikini on all the time. So you might as well just get you a couple of them. All right?
All right, Tamika, you enjoy that honeymoon, okay? You deserve it.
Thanks.
You need any tips on Mexico, you just holler at it, bro.
All right,
baby.
All right.
Yay.
Aww. All right.
Good for her. We're going to do it again tomorrow, same time.
Good deal.
Have a day.
I love Mexico. I got to go to Mexico.
Me too. Over the weekend, you may have played some board games with the family.
Mm-hmm.
And usually those turn into humongous fights. So, If Family Game Night has ruined your relationship, we would love to take your calls next. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now, last week on the show, we played that heads-up game.
Yeah.
The forehead thing.
Which is fun. You know, it's a little app you can download for your iPhone and your iPad. It's Ellen DeGeneres' game. She plays it on her show, and they developed into an app. It's really fun. A lot of free apps, but you have to pay for some of it. But anyway, I was saying, you know, people get so serious about
board games
and family game night that I am of the belief this has ended some marriages. Or at least caused some big problems. Mm-hmm. So we're going to hear from people who say that game night has ruined my marriage.
Uh-huh.
But before we get to those calls, which hopefully are hilarious, I want to do a little shout out to some kids in our listening area. Quapaw High School senior class, they're in Oklahoma.
Okay.
They unanimously voted to donate all of the $2,000 they had raised to pay for their senior class trip.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided to donate the time they would have spent on the trip, so the money and the time, to help clean up after the tornadoes that hit last week.
Oh, that is
great?
So cool.
Very nice.
So on Friday, there was an assembly, and the 33-member class, you know, this is a small school, they thought they were showing up for a press conference to talk about, you know, what they had done and hopefully get other people involved.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out they were presented with a $35,000 check from 25 different businesses and donors who said, you did such a good job.
Wow.
We're so proud of you. Here's $35,000. So,
oh, wow.
No, I mean, a good deed getting rewarded. So that's great for Quapaw High School.
Yeah. And hopefully they could take that senior trip now.
Very nice, yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And out to the board games that ruin families.
I remember when because I love catchphrases, and we would do this on our family vacations. And, you know, we're competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, oh, gosh, Kid and you and me, I mean, we would get in fights
with
us all day over catchphrase.
I'm a very poor loser. I really am. And I don't know what's worse, a poor loser or a poor winner. It's like
they're both equally as well.
Poor loser, because you're a loser.
Yeah, but the winner who's bragging and rubbing in everybody's face.
That's I don't like
bad,
that
but
oh, I hate that.
At least you won.
But sometimes
at least you won. Yeah,
but there are couples. Sometimes the wife will not play with the husband because the husband
she
is
knows.
So competitive, and she knows it's going to end up in a fight at the end of the day. She's like, I don't even want to play with you because you just take this way too serious.
It's too common, Big Al Mac.
Is it now?
Tommy, how did the board games ruin your life?
Well, actually, this is a trading card game, and it was my mom and my sister and I who used to play. It was called Magic the Gathering.
Uh-huh. Magic?
And we would have Magic the Gathering.
Okay.
And
yes.
We would have so many arguments over the rules of this game. There was on more than one occasion we would leave the cards laid out for days at a time while we waited on email responses from the publishers of the games to tell us who won and how it was supposed to be resolved.
Oh, wow. That's serious.
So they're just cards and they have magic powers and all that?
Pretty much. It would be like you have spells and you have monsters and you have your lands that you use to tap to create your spells and send out your monsters and attack the other people. It gets kind of complex, and you really do like collect cards and build your decks up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of fun, but there's several rules, some of which the game doesn't even use anymore. So if you've got old cards, you have to figure out how the old rules work with the new rules. And
my mom
loved the old rules, and we'd use the new rules, and so we would argue.
How heated do the arguments get?
On more than one occasion, my sister would storm out of the room and refuse to play with us.
Yeah. I completely relate.
Thanks, Tommy.
I remember kids playing this at school during lunch.
I never heard of that.
It's like Pogs on steroids.
It was like the kids that didn't have friends would play. Don't they dress up?
No. Do you guys dress up for that magic stuff, Tommy?
No, we wouldn't dress up for it, but we would get rather heated. We did want to do tournaments, but because we would get so upset with each other, we didn't want to like go to jail for going to a tournament.
What are you in for? Beat my mom up over magic?
Magic
Thanks, Tommy. Oh, I do remember that game though. Now, Cameron, board games gone wrong. Go ahead.
All right, so we're actually, you know, I know you're just talking about catchphrase. I had a little catchphrase incident myself. About 4 years ago, we were playing catchphrase, and, you know, the thing was going around, and my aunt ended up getting it, and her clue was, something I'm not, but I wish I was. And so me, you know, trying to be really quick, I said skinny.
Oh, no.
You know, she's not the skinniest girl in the world. And, her clue ended up being smart. I mean, her word was smart. And so it got kind of awkward for a little bit, and then that was the last time we saw her.
Oh!
Cameron. Yeah, that's the last thing you say to a woman.
Oh, yeah, but women are so self-deprecating.
Aunt Stephanie, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry.
Dang.
Hey, Stephanie.
That's hilarious.
Cameron didn't mean it that way.
Oh, man.
All right, Cameron. That's great.
It's always hard, too, when you're playing with, like, family members. Like, mm-hmm. when I've been playing with, like, a boyfriend's family members, because you can't be when your full personality comes out and you just say inappropriate things or offend someone that you're trying to impress.
Right. Oh.
You can't go naughty with it. Gabriel or Gabriel?
Gabriel.
Oh, I was going to Gabriel. It's Cinco de Mayo. You should go with it.
Cinco de Mayo story, though.
Come on.
Oh, really?
Okay. So, yes, in college, me and my wife, we were dating about a year and a half. We weren't married at the time. We would play Mexican train dominoes. And she, poor thing, she was one person that could never win, could never win, could never win. And I won a few more times than her. She actually broke up with me for about 2 weeks over this Mexican train dominoes because I kept winning and she kept losing.
She broke up with
me. We're married now. Married now with two wonderful kids, and we've been married for 7 years. But, yeah, that was good times right there. Mm. Kind of awkward, but
right.
She still holds that against me on Family Game Night. She doesn't like to play the Mexican train with me.
That just sounds weird. <Yeah. laughs> Baby, you want the Mexican train tonight? No? Okay. Yeah, no, that's fine. No,
let's cool. just go to bed.
Yeah, we'll go. My bad. I thought you wanted to do Mexican train, but no.
Oh,
choo-choo. Kayla, how'd your board game situation go?
Hello?
Is it Taylor?
Sure, it's you.
Oh, it's you, baby.
My name is Taylor.
Oh, Taylor.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. My name, my sister, so we were playing Cards Against Humanity, and if you know anything about that game, it is, an R-rated version of, like, apples to apples.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, people play it at bars all the time. It's funny.
Was awful. So I don't cuss. That's not something that I like to do. So and all the cards have some sort of vulgar word on it. So my sister, I was playing it with my sisters, and she got up so mad at me, threw all the cards at me because I wasn't saying the words. I was just saying B word, and she won't talk to me. This happened last week, and I tried texting her saying, "Hey, are you still mad at me?" And she will not talk to me.
Just text her and say, "What's up, B word?"
Oh, boy. Sorry about that.
That's
baby.
Funny. That's a good way to handle it.
I feel like that's how you would be, Kelly. You wouldn't want to say the mean words.
Yeah, she couldn't.
If I was drinking, I would. Yeah.
If you were drinking, you would?
Yeah.
So today you would. Melissa, you and your husband don't get along?
Oh, no, we get along just as long as we're not playing board games.
Why?
We're not allowed to play. The kids refuse to let us play in the house. They'll hide the games from us.
Is it him?
We're very competitive, and my husband has to cheat to make sure that he wins. No matter what the game is, especially Monopoly, he always has to be the banker, and no matter what he pays out, he always has all the money. His money seems to grow and grow and grow, even though he has, and his properties always grow. He will seem to have a lot of property, even though he has had to sell things, and his money stack is huge, and we're all going broke, but yet he sees everything that we pay in doesn't go into the bank. He seems to become the bank by the end of the game. Excuse me. So once you call him out on it, he gets all upset that we are, thinking that he's cheating, so he'll stand up. And he'll just walk away and get all offended, and then he'll come back and say, "I forgive you."
How is his real life credit, Melissa?
Oh, his real life credit is great.
Yeah, see,
I forgive you.
But he just can't lose. So especially to me, he's very competitive with mom and dad. He has to be the winner. So
exactly,
it ends up being this huge thing between the two of us. So the kids. We are not allowed to play any game.
Monopoly, I feel, is the number one fight game.
Really?
Because
it's so long.
It's so long, and then you get frustrated, and the banker always cheats. Whoever's the bank always cheats.
See, no, I don't cheat. I know that's shocking. I'm a sore loser, but I don't cheat. I'd rather win fair and square.
Right.
I don't get the fun and cheating to win.
Right.
I don't get that.
It depends on what's at stake. People will do anything.
It's just winning. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as you're winning.
No, I don't believe in cheating.
Well, some people do.
Well, obviously you do then.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
It's the, it's the process for me. I just like the enjoyment of doing it, like playing dominoes or whatever, because you can get some heated some heated arguments playing dominoes. And you got to be able to speak the lingo. Fever in the funk house. Boom.
Scattergories is the real argument starter. It's any game that has, you know, that people have to decide together if it counts, if the words count or not, when the rules aren't you
team
know,
efforts.
Set.
Right. Yeah. Ricky, what'd your sister-in-law do?
Hello.
Hi.
Go ahead, Ricky.
So we were playing the game of life at my in-laws one night. It was me, my wife, and my two sister-in-laws.
Favorite game.
I've never played it.
Favorite game ever.
Love life.
Yeah. Love it, because you could be the doctor and then you're set.
Yeah, it's a great game. I mean, I don't understand why anybody would get upset about it. Not. Anyway, so my little sister-in-law wanted to be the athlete, and I happened to draw that card. And so when she drew a card, she got the lower end. I forget which one it is.
Yeah.
And she got so mad that she flipped the board and went upstairs to her room. And so we had a bag of Doritos sitting on the table, and my in-laws have a loft at their house. And next thing you know, we're opening the bags, and we see a little note drop down. And she was like, can you guys bring me some Doritos?
Oh.
She didn't get the athlete card.
Oh, man.
Game of Life is by far the best game.
I've never played that.
I haven't played it in years.
Then you start having kids and stuff, and you
have
more money.
You know what? On our family vacation this year, we have to take some board games.
Thanks, Ricky.
Yeah,
we do.
Because at the end of the night, we're going to be tired. We're going to be sunburned. Go back to the room.
Yeah.
Get some margaritas at the Hard Rock.
Boom.
And play board games.
Katie, you have a romance gone wrong?
Yes. So my husband and I like to play cards and board games, and he's kind of a sore loser and a sore winner, and he wins all the time. So we were playing Scrabble one night, and he put Marry Me on the Scrabble board, and then I went into a tirade about how that was cheating and that's two words and that wasn't going to count. And then he just looked at me like I was insane because obviously he was proposing.
You're an idiot.
Oh, come on.
I can't rap.
did you?
I know. And then I felt really bad.
Did you reply with yes?
Yes. We've been married over a year now.
Oh, congratulations.
Good for you.
Hold on. Apparently, we got to take one more.
Okay.
Next time y'all play, she should spell out divorce.
Divorce. No.
Just to mess with it.
Katie, tell us about your board game gone wrong.
Okay, so I don't know if y'all ever heard of the game called Taboo.
Yes.
It's like fun describing the words, like you can't use certain words for the word, right? Well, we're at our friend's house, and we decide to do, okay, all the married couples, let's play. So our neighbors go first, and he's like, we made one of these in high school. And all of a sudden, she's like, video. So we all start laughing because we're like, whoa, that's a lot of information, you know?
Yeah.
So then it's our turn. And my husband is describing what's on the card, and he's saying AstroTurf. So I'm like, football field, football, just like going on baseball field. And our time runs out, and he gets so mad, throws the card at me and says, it's the Brady Bunch. How do you not know it's the Brady Bunch? They had fake grass in their yard.
What?
He gets so mad at me. He totally leaves the party, locks me out of the house. And then I swear, this is a true story. So then I look it up later, and Brady Bunch is the number one fight starter in that game.
Really?
Wow.
And your marriage survived?
Yes, we've been married 9 years. It's so embarrassing. So none of the neighbors ever want to play games with us anymore.
That's funny.
Oh, thanks for the call, Katie. AstroTurf. Of course I'm talking Brady Bunch.
How do you not get Brady Bunch
from
AstroTurf?
Jeez, wow. Katie.
What was the dog's name on Brady Bunch?
Alice.
There you go. That was for you, kid.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, man. Hate it when it's something that I set up. How was it? Oh,
what happened now?
My kid would be on my ass right now.
What'd you say?
Sir Mix-a-Lot was supposed to be in here with us right now.
Well, yeah. He was supposed to be in here, but his people couldn't figure out how to put the address on the GPS. So.
What? GPS is hard.
GPS is tough.
Gosh, you know you're aging when.
Instead of, this just in, he's going by the name Sir Lost-a-Lot.
Sir, I can't remember my name.
Sir Lost-a-Lot.
Oh,
it happens, Al.
It happens.
It happens.
Well, why does it got to happen when I set it up?
I don't know.
That's because I don't even set up stuff.
Okay, it's not your fault. The fault goes to who let you set it up.
I don't know. I don't set stuff up. I don't set things up around here. But when I do set something up, I want it to at least happen. Mm-hmm. And it didn't happen. So, see, that's why I don't do stuff.
don't let that deter you, Al.
That's why I don't work, because I don't want to mess up.
Keep plugging away, my man. Just keep plugging away.
What's your backup plan?
We are now talking about something else. Talk about something else.
Yeah, that V Stiviano lady was on 2020.
That is the lady that...
I don't know if I want to call her a lady.
That's the chick. That's the Donald Sterling's hoe.
The side chick.
Yeah.
The side chick, which is the girl you date on the side.
It's pretty well known.
Recorded him secretly.
It wasn't no secret. He got the girl floor seats next to him.
No, recorded him secretly.
Oh, recorded him. Okay.
She says he liked to be recorded so he could remember what he said.
You're right.
Which I don't get, because
she was trying to blackmail him. And I've read so many people, you know, sources say, he's now saying, I should have just paid her off. Apparently he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thinking he probably thought he had the ace in the hole, because if...
He's got the money.
Because she won't have the cars and the apartment anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to call her bluff.
It should have been all about the L.A. Clippers, because on Saturday night they clinched and they moved on in the playoffs.
Yep.
So it should have been all about them. But instead, no, it's about V. Stiviano sitting down with Barbara Walters on 2020. And she said that Sterling is not a racist.
I think Mr. Sterling's from a different generation than I am. I think he was brought up to believe those things.
What things?
Segregation.
Uh-huh.
Whites and blacks.
Right.
Minorities. But through his actions, he's shown that he's not a racist. Through his actions, he's shown to be a very generous and kind man. If he was a real racist, then why would he help the world the way that he has?
Do you think that Donald Sterling should apologize?
Absolutely.
Will he apologize?
Only God knows.
Through his actions... That whole residential thing.
Well, she's saying through the actions, because I'm black and I'm Mexican, and look what he's bought me. Through his actions, he has no problem at all. That's what she's saying, you know?
Man.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you're wondering, is this woman a mistress? She says there's a lot of assumptions that people are making, and they are all wrong.
What's the biggest misconception about you?
That I'm a mistress or a whore. Or a woman of the night.
Yeah.
And all those misconceptions are just on my Instagram, I think, or it's speculations of not real journalists doing their job, asking the wrong people information about me that they don't know or have real facts.
What?
So you're going to tell me that...
It's English or fifth language. I don't understand what you're saying.
As a woman in her early 30s hanging out with an 80-year-old billionaire sitting courtside, you're going to expect people not to think you're a mistress.
Not a woman of
She
the
is
night.
His personal assistant. She is his right-hand woman.
My goodness, this lady.
That happens to have a Bentley and an apartment paid for by her boss man.
She was also...
It was a bonus.
They also asked her what she thought Sterling is feeling right now.
Confused. I think he feels very alone.
All 80-year-olds.
Not you,
not truly supported by those around him. Tormented. Emotionally traumatized.
You recorded him!
You did it!
You!
She says that he wanted her to record him so he could remember what he said.
Hey, V!
You did it!
She's an idiot.
You did it.
If anybody's buying anything coming out of her mouth.
She is trying to spin this into some type of
the biggest misconception of me is I am 31. Didn't you see my birthday cake? It said 21. That's the biggest misconception of me.
Maybe she's just misunderstood you guys.
She is so trying to spin this into a Dancing with the Stars audition or something.
A tell-all book.
She's trying
to sell a book.
That's the sad thing is Donald Sterling's done. Everybody hates him.
She can't read a book.
Dude, I guarantee you, within... 2 weeks, there's either going to be a single, she's going to have a song, she's going to have a book, or she's going to be on some type of intervention show or something. She's going to have something. This is going to turn into something. I don't know what it is.
From what I read, and I think I read correctly, she is from San Antonio.
Okay.
We are
Somebody
on the air
her.
In San Antonio. Somebody listening to us right now knows this person and can give us some scoop.
If you honestly know this V's...
Stiviano
lady.
She has like all these different names. It's probably not even a real name.
Please call us.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to definitely, we're going to ask you a couple questions.
Oh, we don't care.
No, we don't care.
You know, yeah, researching. We don't care. If you heard something.
We want scoop.
No, we want some serious scoop on this chick.
Like
I'm
if you're,
serious.
If you're
we
an ex-
listeners, they our listeners are better than any
yeah.
investigative team because they grew up with her, probably.
If you went on a date with her, bonus points.
Okay, so if you're San Antonio Spur.
Right.
Basically.
Or
or a...
Or partial owner.
Yeah.
By the way, congratulations.
The Spurs moved on, yes.
Yeah.
Go Spurs. Go Spurs!
Congratulations.
That was a whooping.
They pulled out
the whooping stick.
It
was pretty exciting Friday night. I was going to go to bed early. I didn't have Emma Kelly. I was so tired, and I got caught up in the excitement of watching the Mavs and the Spurs. And I was like, and then to turn it on yesterday in the third quarter, I'm like, ow. I can't even watch. I had to turn the channel. I couldn't even watch.
With all the games she's been to, I wonder if she knows anything about basketball.
I'm sure she knows a little bit. She knows who Magic Johnson is.
She could tell you what outfit she wore to each game, I bet.
Yeah.
I remember game three, I wore my purple pantsuit.
Now, this is where it gets juicy, because this is what we want to know about.
All right.
Barbara asked V. Stiviano what her relationship with Donald Sterling is. So, I'm sure she didn't go into detail. So, she described it.
I'm Mr. Sterling's right-hand arm. Man.
Right.
I'm Mr. Sterling everything.
His right-hand arm man.
Let's start again.
Okay.
Well, what does a hand have? An arm. So
she's a man. Now we know.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
Let's play one more time.
For all of us who are confused.
I'm Mr. Sterling's right-hand arm man. I'm Mr. Sterling everything. I'm his confidant.
Oh, my.
His best friend.
His English
teacher. His silly rabbit.
His what? Silly
his silly rabbit.
His silly rabbit?
Yes.
Is that what he calls you?
No. I call myself.
I say, okay.
I joke around and I make him laugh.
You think? I'm his right-hand arm man.
Silly rabbit.
Silly rabbit. Tricks are for kids.
Oh, my gosh. Be quiet, baby. Just go home.
These women exist.
Just go
home.
They
exist well.
Just go home.
Listen to me, you women out there getting an education right now. Stop. Stop.
Stop what?
Stop educating yourself. Listen to her. She's sitting in a $1.3 million apartment driving a Bentley talking that crap.
I'm his right hand.
She can't string a complete sentence. Right. Why are we working so hard?
I'm his right.
I'm not driving a Bentley.
That's U.S. Americans.
I'm playing, Shannon.
Stop!
Just go to the gym. Stop eating.
By the way, Kelly Raspberry.
Relax the morals a tad bit.
Kelly Raspberry is being sarcastic, young ladies.
No, she's not.
Really. She's not.
What?
Look what she has, talking like an idiot.
Hey, it's a good gig if you can get it. What else can she do, Kelly? She's doing what she's good at. She's taking care of that man.
You don't know what she could have done because she decided to go this route.
Well, I'm saying.
Yeah, if you don't care about any kind of self-respect or anything.
She can't do anything. She's unsellable.
All right, so she's...
She's his right-hand arm man.
She's his silly rabbit.
Arm man, silly rabbit.
You can't say you're a silly rabbit because we all know what rabbits do.
Oh, my God.
Rabbits get
she
down.
She says she never has. She said she's not his girlfriend.
You can't be the silly rabbit.
I know one thing. She should have patented that little helmet that she's been wearing, that welder's
visor.
That welder's hat. And they said those are selling like hotcakes there at $35. It's like a new fashion craze.
So we let's continue with the relationship talk.
Because
Barbara asked V point blank about her feelings towards Mr. Sterling.
Are you in love with Donald Sterling?
I love him.
I'm not sure that's what I asked. Are you in love?
No. Ooh. I'm not in love.
You love him what? Like a friend?
I love him
like a romance?
I love him like a father figure.
Like a father?
I love him like... Just like a father figure.
Oh, daddy.
Who's your daddy, baby?
Dad.
Oh, Lord. Okay, I don't talk to her anymore.
And if you're wondering... if you're wondering what she does, she talks about her quote-unquote job.
I'm Mr. Sterling's personal assistant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Like I said, I'm his right hand.
Arm man.
I'm his wingman. What is in there to understand?
Well, let me ask this. Do you and Donald Sterling have a financial arrangement? You say you're his assistant. Does he pay you?
Yes.
He pays you as an employee?
He doesn't have me. He at first started paying me as an employee, and then he started paying me
at the right hand?
Off the books.
She started paying. He started paying you.
The books.
Yeah, as a right hand. Yeah. That's all.
I wonder what's the right hand.
Isn't that interesting? She is setting herself for an IR. She is setting herself up for an audit. Mm-hmm. That's just what she did right there.
She has no off the book. She has no idea what tax
was. That's where that lack of education got her right
there.
There
you go.
Ain't got sense enough to pull piss out of boot or a back door to throw it out of.
You know who's happy is Al. Now the IRS is not headed after you, Al. It's going to be after V. Stiviano. The right hand. V. The right hand Stiviano.
Man, silly rabbit.
I'm very disappointed that nobody in San Antonio knows her.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.